energy challenge, with a view to ensuring that most refugee settlements and nearby host communities have access to affordable clean energy challenge. Reliable, sustainable, and modern energy by 2030. 2030 is it's a date which is not very far. Reliable, sustainable, and modern energy by 2030. 2030 is it's a date which is not very far. It's around 10 years that we have to achieve this goal. I think we have a lot of the. A lot of the preconditions in order to succeed. We have closer collaboration between different actors, government conditions in order to succeed. We have closer collaboration between different actors, governments, the UN system, NGOs, I mean the whole scope, and private investors as well, governments, the UN system, NGOs, I mean the whole scope, and private investors as well, are very much interested in contributing to this goal, and I think we have are very much interested in contributing to this goal, and I think we have very good chances in achieving success in seeing the strong relationship between the very good chances in achieving success in seeing the strong relationship between the humanitarian emergencies and also the climate emergency that humanity is facing. So with those humanitarian emergencies and also the climate emergency that humanity is facing. So with those words, I would like to give a warm welcome to today's moderator, Ms. Heba Ali, and I give the word to you. I have to leave to another event. That's life in the UN. But I'm sure that I have to leave to another event. That's life in the UN, but I'm sure that Heba will steer you through this event with firm hand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. I am the director of a nonprofit independent news organization called The New Humanitarian, formerly known by IRIN. If some of you have not recognized the new name. And part of the reason that we rebranded is that we see ourselves as chronicling, some of the changes that are taking place in the humanitarian sector, in particular, some of the new threats that are facing, And climate change is certainly at the top of that list. And so I think it's very fitting that as humanitarian, the humanitarian sector, and climate change is certainly at the top of that list. And so I think it's very fitting that as humanitarian organizations are increasingly facing the implications of climate change in their work, they shouldn't be contributing. Propagating climate change in their operations. So this conversation comes at propagating climate change in their operations. So this conversation comes at a very timely moment. And I would go a bit further than that to say that the kind of capitalist consumerist system that is a very timely moment. And I would go a bit further than that to say that the kind of capitalist consumerist system that is driving climate change is also driving many of the world's conflicts. And so adopting a more sustainable way of working achieves many. Driving climate change is also driving many of the world's conflicts. And so adopting a more sustainable way of working achieves many goals. I'll save more remarks for later, but in my role as moderator, I will first introduce our next goals. Speakers, and then we will move on to a panel discussion and hear a few comments from the floor before before closing. So first, I'd like to introduce Monsieur François Gave, who's the Deputy Permanent Representative of the French Mission to the UN, before closing. So first, I'd like to introduce Monsieur François Gave, who's the Deputy Permanent Representative of the French Mission to the UN here in Geneva, for some remarks.
Merci.
Here in Geneva for some remarks.
Merci beaucoup, Madame la Modératrice. Monsieur le Ministre, Excellences, Mesdames et Messieurs, je voulais tout d'abord remercier vivement Madame la Modératrice. Monsieur le Ministre, Excellences, Mesdames et Messieurs, je voulais tout d'abord remercier vivement le ministre norvégien. Je souscris pleinement à tout ce qu'il a dit, et ça va faciliter ma tâche. Le ministre norvégien